Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
If money can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter usually becomes complicated for the Dutton family because of something Dexter does. But this evening I'd like to tell you about complications for which the children were responsible. It all began to develop one evening after dinner in the living room.
Janie, surely you're not still doing your homework.
No, I finished that hours ago. I'm just writing.
Just writing?
She's writing a play. It's not written yet, but what she writes will be rotten.
There, Thaddy, you be quiet. Mummy, the whole situation is this. Evelyn Crandon, the famous Broadway actress, is on her way out here to spend a few weeks with her sister, Miss Crandon, my English teacher. Miss Crandon has suggested that we girls have a go at writing a play, and all the entries will be judged by Evelyn Crandon in person when she arrives.
I see. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, isn't that... Who's Evelyn Crandon?
Dad, she's a famous actress. Tell them about the prize, sis.
Oh, yes. And Miss Crandon asked us in school what the winner would like as a prize. It mustn't be anything tangible, but something in a way of a special treat.
And guess what Compos suggested?
I not only suggested it, but it's been accepted by everyone and will definitely be the prize. The girl who writes the best play will be permitted to invite Evelyn Crandon to spend a full weekend in our own home.
Janie, oh, that's a lovely idea.
Imagine us having a real live famous actress using our bathroom.
Oh, Dexter! Don't you think it's exciting?
Was that? Oh, yes, dear, very exciting. And Janie's suggestion at school was quite an intelligent one. Janie, I hope you win the prize, and I hope we have the pleasure of Evelyn Crandon's company.
Oh, so do I.
I only feel one slight disappointment.
Oh, what's that, dear?
It's a pity Miss Crandon's sister isn't Ava Gardner.
What?
Ava!
While Jesse points out to Dexter the error of his ways, let's have a chat now about taxation refunds. Most of you have tax deductions taken from your pay each week. Those small sums of money in 12 months amount to quite a lot of money. In fact, most people are surprised when making out their income tax returns to see how much their deductions amount to. Well, it's much the same with savings. The people who pay money into their Commonwealth Savings Bank accounts each payday are just as surprised and more delighted with the way their money grows. So this year, when you get your income tax refund check, pay it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. Make up your mind to save that money. And, what is also important, make up your mind to bank something each week. Every payday, visit the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Join the 5.25 million people who week by week bank Commonwealth.
Hi, family, I'm home.
Oh, so you are, dear. I couldn't mistake that face.
Oh, Mummy, I've done it. It's finished. Oh, hello, Daddy, darling.
Hi, Dad. Well, we just finished the play.
What do you mean we just finished the play? All you did was to try to kill off all the characters.
Well, sure I did, and you should have listened to me. The only thing wrong with your play is it's not gruesome enough.
I'm sure it's very good just as it is.
Dad, did you ever hear of a good play without a few corpses strewn around the place?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen many plays.
Well, there are many, many good plays without murder in the plot. How about Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion? We've got a copy of that on our bookshelves.
I know. I read it the other night, and it's junk.
Junk?
It's not only junk, but I reckon this Shaw character pinched the plot from My Fair Lady.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley.
Ashley, that's a very, very silly thing to say. It's quite common for two authors to think of the same plot.
Oh, Sutton, Julius Caesar. Janie, let's pretend they're not here. What's the name of the play?
Well, I haven't finally decided on a title yet. I was thinking of calling it Strict Parents.
It's no good, not snappy enough.
Well, is it about strict parents?
Yes, and there are only four characters in it.
It's about a boy and a girl in love. And the girl has a strict youngish mother and a strict oldish father. You know, sort of like our family.
Sort of like you.
Oh, gee.
That's quite enough out of you.
Oh, gee, Dad, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean at all. I happen to be, I'm 1 year older than your mother.
Yeah, but you worry a lot.
Yeah, I...
Mummy, do you think my title's not snappy enough?
Strict parents? It does sound a trifle flat.
Wait a minute. No. Just a minute. I've got it. Something just clicked in my head.
Oh, whatever it was, dear, it's got plenty of space to click.
I just had an idea, Jesse. The Furious Four. Now, Janie, how's that for a snappy, punchy title?
The Furious Four. It's not bad.
It's almost good.
It's not bad. It's almost good. Look, if a female had suggested it, it'd be sensational.
Hold everything. I can improve on Dad's title. Why not call it The Mystery of the Furious Five?
The Mystery of the Furious Five? Where does the fifth come in?
Nowhere. That's what makes it a mystery.
Why isn't Janie home from school? It's after 5:30.
Dexter, don't you remember anything? This is the day Evelyn Crandon is visiting the girls in their classroom after school to give her decision on which is the best play.
Oh, is that today?
Yes, it's today, all day. And for goodness sake, when your daughter comes in, act pleased if she's the winner and be sympathetic if she's not.
Copwatch coming in the front gate now.
Oh, dear. Does she look pleased or unhappy?
Well, it's hard to tell. She's wearing that funny expression that could mean she's happy or could mean she's ready to cut someone's throat.
Ashley!
I know just the expression he means. It's the same one you wore the other night when I was late home from the club. It's a sort of smiling death.
Hello, Mummy dear.
Oh.
Hello, Daddy dear. Hello, Ashley dear.
She's sick!
Janie, sweet, what happened? Didn't you play win the prize?
Yes, it won. And I'm the happiest person in the world. Evelyn Crandon congratulated me and then kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, how lovely. What a nice personality she must have.
Yeah, what a fine character she must have.
What courage she must have.
Janie, I'm so pleased for you. So proud.
So am I. To think that my only daughter is an accomplished playwright. Your very first play, The Furious Four, praised by such a famous and well-known artist as Evelyn Crackle.
Crandon.
Yeah, Crandon.
Hey, the prize. When are we going to cop Evelyn Crandon for a weekend?
Now, Ashley, that's no way to speak.
You watch your manners, young man.
Oh, my brother can be so uncouth.
Quickly, Janie, tell us.
Yes, Janie, which weekend are we going to cop Evelyn Crandon?
Janie, do you think I should move these flowers onto the fireplace or leave them here?
Oh, Mummy, will you please stop fussing? The house looks beautiful, and it's time you sat down and relaxed.
Well, how can I relax when a famous Broadway actress is going to ring my front doorbell any moment?
Jessie, dear, why don't you imagine it's any other Saturday morning and you're expecting Vinny other visitor? It would...
Well, Vinny other visitor, you're nervous too, Dad.
I am nerd novice. If
you're nerd novice, why are you nagging at the shoes?
If everybody in this house was as calm and composed as I am this morning, there'd be no panic whatsoever. Why don't you all just come here and sit quietly as I'm doing now? And when the doorbell rings, I'll just casually stroll to the door and open it with an air of polite indifference. Welcome, Miss Crandon. Jessie, that's her.
Daddy, please just sit there with your air of polite indifference while I answer the door.
That's the girl. You know Miss Crandon.
Good morning, Miss Crandon. Do come in.
Oh, darling.
My family's been so looking forward to meeting you.
Well, now, how very sweet. The darlings.
Mummy, I want you to meet, in person, Miss Evelyn Crandon.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, Miss Crandon, we're so thrilled about this.
Oh, but how very nice. But I'm the one who's thrilled. And, darling, do call me Evelyn, won't you?
Oh, thank you. This is my husband, Dexter.
Oh, that's nice. Dexter? Well, what a fabulously dramatic name. Hello, darling.
How?
Now, isn't he simply gorgeous? Isn't he the cutest? He's such a little darling, isn't he?
Hey, Mom, I'm standing here like a prawn.
Oh, sorry. This is my son, Ashley.
Uh-huh. How do you do?
Well, hello there. Ashley, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a gorgeous name for a gorgeous boy. Oh, you darling, you. Gosh, what I wouldn't give to be 20, just a few years younger. Ashley, honey, I'll bet you're a collector of things, aren't you? I can just tell.
Well, gee, how did you know? I collect frogs and tadpoles, and I've got 3 white mice and a goanna.
A goanna? Well, what's that?
Well, he's a dirty, big, vicious-looking lizard, but to me, do you know what he is?
What?
He's a darling. Oh.
Jessie, darling, this lunch is absolutely tantalizing. As we say on Broadway, it's ab fab, meaning absolutely fabulous.
Oh, it's nothing, really. I didn't go to any trouble.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Jessie, tell the truth. You've been all yesterday and this morning. Oh, ouch. Yes, dear, tell me to. Oh.
Miss Crandon.
Yes.
Ashley and I were wondering if this evening you might do us a big favor.
Oh, anything for you gorgeous children, honey. Just anything.
Well, the fact is, The 4 of us here have learned the script of my play.
Yeah.
And we thought if we performed it in the living room tonight, you might tell Ashley and me if we have any talent for acting.
Oh, now, children. Evelyn's here for a rest from the theater.
Oh, now, nonsense, darling. That's absolute nonsense. I'll do even better. I'll produce the play this evening and enjoy every minute of it, believe me. I once produced a play in Chicago, you know. It was called The Dark Cloud. I remember the night the play opened in August 1949.
And when did it close?
August 1949. But it was the critics what done it, yes. The play was very good, really. The production was good and the actors were just darlings. But the critics didn't think that I should be producing, so they tore me limb from limb.
How awful.
Uh-huh. And in those days, I didn't have a bad limb to have a limb torn from, either.
Oh, gee, Miss Crandon, I wish you'd tell us a bit more about life in the theater. Compost and... Janie and I would give anything to become actors if we've got the talent.
Oh, bless you. Well, the theater, my darlings, is the most wonderful world of tinsel, sparkle, and make-believe that you could ever imagine. It's a huge wonderland of intrigue, mystery, romance, and fantasy.
Oh, boy, that's for me.
Oh, and for me, too. Oh, I'd love to be a famous actress like you, Miss Crandon.
But, Janie, what about your ambitions to become a nurse?
A what? A nurse? Oh, Mummy, that was yesterday.
Now, Ashley, you'd better not think about acting. The vocational guidance expert said you'd make a very good engineer.
Oh, I know, Dad, but what does he know about a man's hidden talents? The theater is calling me. I can hear it now.
You can? What's it saying?
Well, it's probably saying, Ashley, they went that away.
Miss Crandon,
uh-huh.
Evelyn.
That's better.
Supposing by any amazing chance the children did have the talent to make a career of the theater, isn't it a most unsteady kind of work?
Oh, no, darling, not if you're really talented. Why, this is the first time I've been able to take a short break from the stage in more years than I care to remember. One play after another. While I'm performing in one, the producers and authors are clamoring for me to appear in another. You know how it is. Sometimes I almost wish my commitments were a little less, steady than they really are.
You see, Mummy, it's a wonderful career.
And I'll bet you make a fortune acting, don't you, Miss Crandon?
Ashley, please.
Well, it's quite all right, Dexter, honey. The darling boy's asked a very intelligent question, after all. Maybe I can best answer you this way, Ashley. Each year I pay out a considerable amount to a firm of accountants, well, just to handle my income tax, you understand?
Oh, suffering jellyfish, you must be a millionaireess.
Oh, bless him, isn't he cute? However, let's not discuss all this money, shall we? Let's discuss tonight's play. Tonight we have a full dress rehearsal for this wonderful new play, The Furious Four.
Produced by Evelyn Crandon.
That's right. And starring Janie Dutton, Ashlyn Dutton, Jesse Dutton, and Dexter Dutton.
Oh, gee. Oh, my name sounds wonderful when it's said like that, Miss Crandon. Jesse, if by any strange chance tonight Evelyn discovers that I have exceptional acting talent, do you think I might give away my...
No!
Jesse certainly didn't let Dexter get far with his thoughts of taking up the stage as a career. Just quietly knowing Dexter, we can't blame Jesse for that. Every wife wants a feeling of security, not only in her home life, but financially as well. And that brings me to a rather interesting question. What does the word security mean? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll find that, amongst other things, it means freedom from fear, anxiety, and care. So when you hear of people saving for security, you know they're saving so that they will have no cause for fear or anxiety about money matters. And I firmly believe that a Commonwealth Savings Bank account gives everyone freedom from money troubles. Why? Because a Commonwealth Savings Bank account gives you complete protection for your money. And a Commonwealth Savings Bank account provides money that is readily available in good times and bad. So if you want freedom from anxiety, fear, and care, if you want peace of mind, open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
All right, now, take up your positions, darlings. And remember, the piano over there represents the entrance on that side, which is the prompt side, and the doorway is the OP entrance. All right? Mm-hmm. So we ready for the curtain to go up now?
Oh, Evelyn, I'm not ready. I can't remember one line of the play.
Darling, that's just your first night jitters. Why, we of the theater all suffer from those.
Anyhow, Mummy, Miss Crandon has the script, and she'll be prompting if any of us forget our lines.
I know all mine backwards.
Well, tonight, try to say them frontwards. Miss Crandon, do I make my entrance from that side?
Oh, yes, Dexter, darling. When it's time for you to make it,
honey. Yeah.
Now, all right, when the curtain goes up, we find Gloria and Mark sitting on the sofa together with Mark holding one of Gloria's hands in both of his, right?
Well, come on, Death Adder, hold my hand. The curtain's going up.
Yeah, and so's my blood pressure. I've forgotten my first line.
Oh, Gloria, dearest, somehow I'm beginning to get the feeling that you don't love me. Right, go ahead.
Gloria, dearest, somehow I'm beginning to get the feeling you don't love me.
Please don't say that, my sweetheart. I love you more than anything in the world, more than my own life. It's just that.
Mark, honey, Mark, you're supposed to interrupt Gloria after two that's. Now, honey, your line is...
Well, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'll get it.
All right.
Go ahead, Compost. I mean, Gloria. Go on.
More than my own life. It's just that.
Well, keep going. I'll get it.
That.
It's just that you're afraid of your parents.
Good.
They don't like me because I'm poor and because I don't have blue blood running through my veins.
My veins.
My veins.
Oh, dearest Mark, I cannot go completely against my parents' wishes. Soon I will be of age, and then I will be able to make my own decisions.
And maybe I cannot wait that long. A man can only take so much?
you know, Evelyn, it is a pretty strong play, isn't it?
Strong, Dexter? Oh, yes, indeed, darling. Very strong. I don't believe I've ever seen anything stronger.
Gloria, for heaven's sake, turn off the water tap.
That's
that's not what you say.
Oh, Ashley, honey, baby, you're supposed to say, Gloria, please don't cry.
Yeah, well, I know. I changed it to suit my personality.
Ashley, you must read what's in the play.
Oh, okay, okay. Gloria, please don't cry. I can't bear to see you cry. I'm going to have it out with your tyrant of a father, and have it out I will now.
No, no, please.
Now, Dexter, darling, this is where you make your entrance from the doorway with your wife. Come on.
This is my... Janie, give me the last... give me that last line again.
No, no, please.
Gloria, what is that young man doing in my house?
Mark, go now. Please, go.
I will not go. I have something to say to you, sir, and to your wife.
We do not wish to hear it. Leave, young man, before I ring for Giles.
You heard my wife. Leave now, and don't utter another word. Twirls his moustache.
Oh, Dexter!
Oh, Dexter, darling. You've read one of the instructions. You should read the line, then sort of twirl your mustache.
Oh, I don't say that. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Leave now and don't utter another word.
Very good.
I have lots of words to say. I love your daughter and she loves me. And although I am poor, I can give her a better life than she has here under your tyrannical thumb.
Honey, Ashley, that's tyrannical thumb.
Oh, yeah, tyrannical thumb.
That's it,
yes. What did he say? Tymaniacal thumb. Wait a minute, I'm next. Yeah. Why, you pipsqueak, you upstart, you insignificant nobody, get out of my house, pointing towards the door.
Oh, Dexter,
Evelyn, would you care to see one of the Sunday papers?
Well, no, thank you, Dexter, darling. Just relaxing here with you and Jesse is simply fabulous.
Dexter, maybe now is the time to ask Evelyn.
Go ahead,
Dexter. Go ahead, honey. Ask me what?
Evelyn,
yes.
Last night in bed, Dexter and I had a little talk about our children.
Sure.
If they have no acting talent, we wouldn't like to see them hurt.
Well, how nice. Of course not. But as I told them last night, they do have a certain flair for... Well, they might...
Honestly, Evelyn.
Honestly, Jesse, darling, I didn't want to hurt their tender little feelings, you know, but I'm afraid they would find the theater a pretty hard road to tread.
Ah, that's all we want to know. And there is a special favor you could do for us.
Uh-oh, Dexter. You want me to tell them that they have no talent, is that it?
No. We thought of a way to do it that, well, only you could do.
Yeah.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Would you put on a great acting performance and pretend that the theater's a horrible life and that work's hard to get, even if you're fairly talented?
Well.
You see, Evelyn, if it's put that way, they'll forget about the theater without being... You know, too disappointed.
Yes, Dexter, I see what you mean. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I guess I'll enjoy every minute of it. Now, as soon as the children come in, I'll try to go into the performance of my life.
Shh, I can hear them coming now.
Why? What's cooking?
Why is everyone looking so miserable?
Oh, that, yes. Well, darlings, look, I want you to sit down here and listen hard to Aunt Evelyn. Will you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm the one who's made your parents feel somewhat miserable because... Well, I've been telling them about my real life in the theater.
Your real life?
Yeah, but we heard about it yesterday, and it didn't make us miserable.
Well, I know, but yesterday I'm afraid I was putting on an act. Darling, here are the actual facts. I hate to tell you this because it's very disillusioning, but life in the theater isn't all tinsel and glamour, like I said. It's a hard, grinding, nerve-wracking work with an occasional good part to relieve the strain of bad parts, and worse than bad parts, no parts at all.
But not for you, Miss Crandon.
Yes, honey, for me. In the past, I've made quite a little money, I know. But each time I thought I was way out there in front, I suddenly found myself out of work and very much in debt. 3 years ago, I'm not ashamed to say it, I scraped together a few $100 and I went ahead and opened a baby shop because I just couldn't see myself existing without some kind of small business behind me.
I don't get it.
Well, this is awful.
No, darlings, it isn't. It's actually quite wonderful. I've done no acting now for 2 years, and I'm very happy in my thriving little baby shop. Honestly, it's... Truly, kids, it's as simple as that.
Miss Crandon, I'm not sure I believe any of this.
Neither am I.
Now, children.
Mom, I'll bet Miss Crandon can't show us any proof that she runs a baby shop.
Have you any snapshots?
Jenny, don't ask silly questions. Of course, Miss Crandon doesn't carry around...
Wait a minute, Dexter. Wait a minute, honey. I'm afraid I have several snapshots.
You have?
You have?
Well, of course I have. I told you I'm proud of it. There's a photograph of it right there. Look, isn't that cute?
Then you really do have a baby shop?
Yes, Janie, darling, I'm sorry. It's better than being a failure, you know. You see, the performance I gave was no performance, honey. I'm afraid it's all perfectly true. It's all right, isn't it? Darling!
Darling!
No doubt Janie and Astor will soon get over their idea of seeing their name in lights on Broadway. I say that because most teenagers these days are pretty level-headed. And because they have their heads screwed on the right way, I'd like to point out something to all teenagers listening to Life with Dexter. Perhaps all of you look upon getting married as something for the dim and distant future. If you do, then you're not being very realistic. Very many young people are married either before they are 21 or very shortly afterwards, and very often the difference between a happy marriage and an unhappy one depends on whether the young couple has enough money to start their first home. That is why a Commonwealth Savings Bank account is so important to you now. That is why the Commonwealth Savings Bank invites you to open an account and to save regularly. If you will only regulate your spending now and save in the Commonwealth Savings Bank, you will be financially well prepared for a happy marriage. So you see, it's terribly important to open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it, so Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And tonight, as Evelyn Crandon, you heard well-known Australian actress at present visiting her homeland from England, Miss Kitty Blewett. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.